Malaysians are experiencing a dilemma when May 4th arrives, as although the government will somewhat ease the restriction on the MCO, this decision might increase the spread of COVID-19 again. Weighing on the risk of this happening, a group by the name of Rakyat Malaysia Prihatin has put up a petition on change.org to urge the government to maintain the MCO as it is. The group is urging the government to disallow business and other activities from commencing as usual on May 4, even though there are strict SOPs to be followed. As we have observed before this, even with the stricter MCO, some Malaysians are still stubborn and ignorant. Imagine dealing with them during the less strict MCO. As of now, the petition has garnered more than 220,000 signatures. Among the important points stated in the petitions are, we beg the Malaysian government to continue the MCO and cancel the conditional MCO immediately. We do not want the mistakes of other countries which eased, cancelled lockdowns to be repeated in Malaysia. We do not want our frontliners to be exhausted again. We do not want the government to bow to the capitalists who put a priority on profit above that of the health and welfare of workers. We can continue the MCO for the future of our country. You can check the rapidly increasing petition at https://www.change.org/p/rakyat-malaysia-turushkan-pkp-batalkan-pkp-bersyarat. Do you agree with the points of this petition? Will the sheer number of people signing it be enough to push the government to consider its recent decision regarding the MCO? Share with us your thoughts in the comment section below. Also read, Dr. Noor Hisham, premises that fail to comply with SOP will face closure or MCO. You have reached the end of this story.